not continue to exist. Meanwhile, President Trump not saying exactly how the U.S. may respond to the situation in the Middle East.
I may do it. I may not do it. I mean, nobody knows what I'm going to do. I can tell you this, that Iran's got a lot of trouble, and they want to negotiate. And I said, why didn't you negotiate with me before? All this death and destruction.
A high-rise apartment building in Tel Aviv was hit, along with other sites in central Israel. The military in Israel says Iran deployed a missile with multiple warheads, posing a new challenge to its defenses. Well, so much for an open exchange of ideas. It took the leftist social media site Blue Sky less than 15 minutes to yank Vice President Vance's newly created account. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million. You deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-292-7875. 800-292-7875. You have nothing to lose but everything to gain. 800-292-7875.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Baltimore's official Juneteenth celebration and the AFRAM Music, Cultural, and Arts Festival takes place in Druid Hill Park this weekend, and road closures will start Friday. Beginning at 10 a.m. tomorrow, Wine and Park Drive at Sisson Street, Swan Drive at Druid Park Lake Drive, and Beechwood Drive at Gwynns Falls Parkway will be closed until around noon. There will be detours and parking restrictions in effect. The AFRAM website has more information on event parking, ADA accommodations, transit, shuttle service, and scooters. The Maryland Department of Natural Resources is reporting higher than average numbers of marine animal strandings this year. From 2020 to 2024, the average number of marine mammal strandings between January and May was 10, but as of June this year, the DNR's stranding program has already responded to 29 animals. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Spring is here, and so is your $69 AC checkup from Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. As a family-owned, fully licensed company with 32 years' experience, we can service all makes and models. Whether it's a new install, a quick repair, or custom ductwork, we're going to give you a wow feeling when we're done. And here's a bonus wow for our new customers. Mention WCBM, and you'll get $500 off a brand-new air conditioning system. Call 410-902-9600. 410-902-9600. Call Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air now. And when we're done, you'll be saying, wow.
Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
A gut-wrenching loss for the Birds last night in Tampa, blowing an 8-run second-inning lead and falling to the Rays 12-8, the final. The bullpen, which had been lights out for the last couple weeks, imploded, allowing 9 runs in relief of Trevor Rogers, who got only 7 outs before departing.
Get an 8-run lead, just should just attack the strike zone as much as I can. And just really frustrating because stuff felt really good today. My body felt really good today, and it was just, that's baseball. It's just a very frustrating day.
Charlie Morton tries to salvage a split for Baltimore tonight. First pitch at 7:35. Elsewhere in baseball, it's tough times for Nats fans as well. The team mired in an 11-game losing streak. Play-by-play man Bob Carpenter on Masson as the Nats were getting swatted by the lowly Rockies.
But I just want our fans to know you're entitled to your opinion about everything that's going on. Baseball fans pay a lot of money now to park, to buy a ball cap or a jersey, to eat and drink at the ball game.
The average cost to attend an MLB game for a family of four, including tickets, parking, food, and drinks, is $256. This, according to SportTrack.com, that's the average. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Ravens are on a mission. And that is Stein on Sports.
Is your wear and carry permit about to expire? Don't wait until it's too late. At Free State Gun Range, we offer initial and renewal courses to keep you prepared and protected. Our certification is valid for 2 years, so you can be confident you're up to date and ready to go. Whether you're renewing or starting fresh, our expert instructors provide hands-on, top-notch training. Lock in your training now before prices go up. Secure your spot today. Your safety depends on it. Call Free State Gun Range now.
At 10:06, here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. A mild start to your Thursday morning, heating up this afternoon. Temperatures into the 90s, tracking the potential for strong to severe thunderstorms, especially later this afternoon into the evening. A little cooler and drier Friday before we heat up again this weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
83 degrees in Essex, 83 in Owings Mills, and 82 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter. 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Thursday. Happy Juneteenth. Oh, man, we've got a great guest lined up for you. If you're just joining us, we were talking about The View. We were talking about Whoopi Goldberg, Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Terminator. He told the ladies on the panel, he said, look, it is a privilege to be an immigrant in this country, and you should act as such. And they really did try to interrupt him. Get a text message from Clay at Owings Mills. He says, good morning, Kim. I had to laugh the whole time that Arnold was talking to the women. Because they were trying to interrupt him, saying, but they were not happy. They were not happy. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to assume whoever booked Arnold Schwarzenegger for the show, that booker is probably in a little bit of trouble this morning, okay? Because usually, if you have a guest like that to come out on the panel, usually they'll find out exactly what you want to talk about. You know, you had Joy Behar sitting there doing like this leading question for Arnold Schwarzenegger. And then, you know, but obviously they didn't know how he was going to respond. And usually the booker or somebody, you know, the producer, they'll usually try to get an idea on what their response is before they go out there. And clearly someone did not do that. Someone did not do that. Or they did not relay the message to the women on the panel, which I can't see that happening. Of course, we did talk earlier about Juneteenth, and we had a caller call in. And Joe said, you know, we got to make sure we get the history out there and tell the whole truth. And I'm glad right now because here on Juneteenth, it just worked out this way because I was going to talk to my friend just yesterday, but I was able to talk to him today. His name is Emmanuel Jarvis. He is the president of the North Carolina Frederick Douglass Foundation. Good morning, Emmanuel. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How's it going, Kim?
I'm doing well. First of all, it was a pleasure to meet you down there in North Carolina. You guys are doing fantastic work. And I think the Frederick Douglass Foundation is just so important. Real quick, if you could just fill our audience in on what you guys do and why it's so important to make sure that you've got all these chapters all over the country.
Yeah, so the reason why we have Frederick Douglass Foundation is because we really wanted to make sure that the Black community was able to be enriched in three areas. Number one, really developing and keeping and fostering the nuclear family in the Black community. We realize and we know through statistics and through our own lives, that when we have strong nuclear families within communities, we're going to have good communities, and good communities make good cities, and good cities make great states, and great states make great nations. And so it's very important that we do that, number one. And then number two, we really want to make sure that there's parental choice in education. We believe that the parent knows best on where their kid is supposed to go to school. And we believe also that the school was created for the child. The child was not created for the school. And so therefore, we believe that there's a certain amount of resources that should be leveraged to the parent to make sure that their child is in the best educational process and program that they can be in, whether it's charter, whether it's hybrid, whether it's private, whether it's homeschool, whether it's public school. It doesn't matter, but each child is different. They're unique. They learn different. And we need to make sure that we're placing them in the place that they can learn best. And then number three is Black entrepreneurship. We do believe that when we allow Blacks be able to create from the sweat of their brow and to be able to create income from themselves, it helps not only their family, but it also helps their community as well. So those are really the three tenets that the Frederick Douglass Foundation of North Carolina really focuses on. And that in everything that we try to do, we try to exude those principles.
Yeah, amen. And I do appreciate all the work that you're doing. You know, it's amazing to me that a lot of people are still very confused on the history within this country. You know, I had a caller earlier, Emmanuel. We were talking about the history of Juneteenth. Now, I know there's a few Juneteenth events going on across the country, and a lot of them with the Frederick Douglass Foundation chapters. If you could, when you're thinking about Juneteenth and how we got to this position, what does it say to you?
Well, I mean, let's go back to the history. It was June 19th, 1865, when General Gordon Granger rode into Galveston, Texas, with his entourage and declared that the Civil War was over. Now, the Civil War had been over for 2 years, but the Emancipation Proclamation was in full effect and that every last enslaved Black American in Texas was free. Problem is back in 1865, there wasn't text messages, there wasn't social media, there wasn't emails. So information and news that came all the way from Washington, D.C., did not make it a lot of times down to some of these southern communities in southern states. And can you imagine being free for 2 years but still being in slavery because you didn't know that you were free, because that you didn't know that you're emancipated? And it took General Gordon Granger to come all the way down to Galveston to make that declaration. And so that's the reason why, especially in Texas, Juneteenth is massive, because what it is a representation of the chains that have fallen off, the promise of liberty signed by our Republican hero, Abraham Lincoln, back in 1863. So that's the history of Juneteenth. And for whatever reason, I feel as though that here's a line that one of my previous mentors said. He says, sometimes if you don't toot your own horn, someone will use it as a spittoon. And for whatever reason, Republicans have not harnessed and celebrated and commemorated this holiday. A lot of people don't know this, but in 1854, when the Republican Party was formed, it was not formed to reduce taxes. It was not formed to reduce regulation. It was formed for one reason, and that was the abolition of the American slave trade. That is the inception of the Republican Party. And for some reason, many, left and right, have forgotten about that. And we have to go back to our roots to remember who we are, where we come from, and to be able to champion those still tenets of liberty back in 1865 and also in 2025 today.
No, I agree with you 100%, Emmanuel. I really appreciate you breaking that down. I think it was the Black Conservative Federation. I think they have a big event going on, I want to say, in Georgia today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes. And they've got all these people.
Yeah, and actually the president of the Black Conservative Foundation will be coming to North Carolina on Saturday for our commemoration. So we're really excited to have him as our keynote speaker.
Nice.
Here in North Carolina. So it's going to be a really great event.
No, that's amazing. And again, thank you so much for explaining school choice and why it's so important. Emmanuel, I can tell you, when I was knocking doors in 2020 here in the Baltimore City area, I think that was the only thing I really said to a lot of Black moms in the inner cities where they were really, truly paying attention to what I was saying. When they realized that school choice meant that they could choose a school for their child, because a lot of them said, they were like, look, you know, some of our kids go to schools that don't play or have sports teams. And this one woman said, my son would love to play football. And she's like, he's in some kind of league now. But if you're talking about scouts and you're talking about college scholarships, I would love for him to be in a high school with a football team. And she didn't have that opportunity. So it even goes beyond just the education, the academic piece. You know, there's just so many more opportunities when you're able to choose a school that's right for your child.
Absolutely. And, you know, we don't even use the word school choice. We try not to use the word school choice. It's not the school's choice. It's parental choice. It's parents' choice.
I see.
The fact of the matter is that this, if you're rich, if you're wealthy, you already have choice. Because you pick the best school in the area and you pay whatever it is, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 for your kid to go there, and you pay, and now your kid is able to go to that school. But if you don't have those means, you don't have choice, and I don't think that's fair. The problem is, and what we're finding in our nation right now, is that back in 1865, there's emancipation for physical slavery, of physical chains. But today, especially in our inner city, we have educational chains, economic chains that we still have to release people from so they could be emancipated to be able to reach their dreams and goals.
Yeah. Well, you know, the barriers here, I'm sure, same barriers everywhere. You know, our teachers' union pretty much runs the state and runs the Democrat Party, who also runs the state. So, hands have been tied for many, many years. But I'm hoping that at some point in time, parents, especially in these, you know, dense populated areas that are voting in a different direction, hopefully they'll understand one day what this means. Now, Emmanuel Jarvis, again, thank you so much for joining us today, all the way from North Carolina. I wanted to ask you about your new book. What does God think about Republicans? Tell me about it.
Yeah, I know that's a crazy kind of a out there question. But I just believe that there has been this chasm between religion and politics, almost like oil and water, and they should never mix. But the reality is that politics comes from ideology, and the ideology is derived from what we think about our world, our purpose, the reasons why humans even exist. So when you boil it down, it arrives to this. Are we by chance, or is there an intellect designer who made it all? And depending on what you think about that, that's where your politics comes from. So in my opinion, it's not a politics and religion is not oil and water, but it really should be more like Kool-Aid, where the flavored mix is intertwined, making the beverage worth drinking. And so I said, I'm going to tackle this topic because it's really near and dear to my heart as I'm, you know, praying and I'm doing my devotions in the morning. I'm saying, God, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? And I read scripture more and more. I feel as though that his intellect and his counsel start to illuminate in the scriptures. And I said, okay, what do you think about taxation? What do you think about immigration, which is a hot topic right now? What do you think about education? And so 4 years ago, I endeavored on this book back in 2021. It's taken me a long time, but I'm glad to be able to say that it is published now and it is available for people to take a look at.
Yeah, no, it sounds great. Well, where can people get it, by the way?
Yeah, it's on Amazon right now. Okay. What does God think about Republicans? It's a pretty easy read. But I go into, first of all, worldview. You know, again, your worldview has a lot to do with what your politics are. And there's really, there's a lot of people, when they look at politics, they say, oh, it's so confusing, it's so convoluted, I don't get it. And a lot of times they pull away from it and they don't engage. But when you look at it through the lens that there's really two worldviews, there's a secular worldview and there's a biblical worldview. And everything wraps around that. And so when you're able to trace it back to one of those worldviews, you have to decide to yourself, which worldview do you want to ascribe to? And depending on which worldview you ascribe to, politics becomes a lot more clear, a lot more easy to decipher. And so these are the things that I try to tackle in this book.
All right. Well, Emmanuel Jarvis, and the book is called What Does God Think About Republicans? It is available on Amazon. Emmanuel, before you go, obviously North Carolina is looked at as a swing state these days. How do you feel about the midterms?
Well, it's tough. We have a big, big, big Senate race. It's probably going to be, it is going to be the highest profile Senate race in the nation. They're estimating that there's going to be well over $500 million spent on this race. That means a half a billion dollars on this one race. And the reason why is just not that seat, but how that seat manifests into how the complexity of our Senate is in the nation. It's so close right now, razor thin, and so it's important that we're able to keep that seat. And so the biggest thing is really is to communicate, where are we today versus where we are a year ago? Where is our food cleaner than it was a year ago? Do we have immigration still flooding into our nations? Because even Booker T. Washington said over 100 years ago is that illegal immigration hurts one class of people more than any other. And that class of people, sadly, is African Americans. And so as we as people have to look and really evaluate, not about the personalities, but about the policies. Are the policies helping us or they're hurting us? Right now, I just became a granddad. And my daughter is going to receive $1,000 for little Jeremiah, who's only 3 weeks old, to start him off on an account. Every black parent is going to benefit from that. Let me ask you a question. If you had a child previous to 2025, did you get $1,000 to be able to have a seed to start an investment for your child? So these are small little things that if we really pay attention and kind of move past the rhetoric, move past the propaganda and really start looking at policies, we'll see a very clear delineation of choice of what type of policies affect and help our Black community.
Nice. Well, Emmanuel, first and foremost, congratulations on little Jeremiah. I know you're probably very excited about it. My producer, by the way, he has a granddaughter now, and now we barely see him because he just wants to be with his granddaughter all the time.
He has become my reason. My reason for living in terms of striving, doing, being the best person I can be, creating legacy, creating our business that we have back home. So you know what? When you look at generation, it really changes your perspective. You're not thinking about yourself anymore. And every parent that's listening to right now knows exactly what I'm talking about. As soon as that child was born, your eyes were changed. You're not living for you. You're living for them. And so that's what we're looking for right now.
Emmanuel Jarvis, and the book is called What Does God Think About Republicans? Get it on Amazon today. Emmanuel, thank you so much for joining us. Hopefully you'll join us again in the future.
Sure will. Thanks so much.
Thank you. All right, we get back if you want to weigh in on what you just heard. You know, that's why I said earlier, he's got a way with words. He really is on top of things. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We're also going to get into Kathy Klausmeier, the question of the day, and then also Baltimore County Council, the new map. The new map is out, and not everybody's excited about it, and I'm not shocked. We'll discuss all that more coming up next.
And now for the Institute on the Constitution, here's Michael Anthony Peruca with The American View.
George Orwell is credited with observing that in an age of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. By now, you may be convinced that we are now living in that age of universal deceit that Orwell foresaw, a culture that is so riddled with lies and corruption that truth-telling is not only not rewarded, but is actively discouraged and even punished. So why is this happening, and why must we resist it? Well, the American form of government is founded and predicated upon the presupposition that truth exists and that certain truths are so clearly seen and so patently manifest in nature that we can declare them to be self-evident. This American view of law and government is set forth in the Declaration of Independence, which declares as self-evident truth the existence of an almighty creator God, who is the author and source of the individual rights to life, liberty, and property, and the fact that the purpose of civil government is to protect and defend these divinely gifted rights. So if the existence of these self-evident truths is denied or forgotten by the culture, then there can be no defense for the liberties of the people. And that, of course, is the point of the attacks on truth by the woke mob, by those who desire to dominate all thought and control all behavior, and by those who desire to depopulate the planet. You see, truth is under attack by the enemies of the family and the enemies of America. So the defense of truth, the defense of the very existence of truth, is the defense of liberty. This is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution, bringing you The American View.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Rob Carson Show.
They have a job search site in Iran that's called I'mdead.com. It says here you'll move up quickly in our organization and eventually get a corner office next to the big boss, Allah, in paradise. You'll be supervising an office filled with 72 virgins and all the goats you can handle. Qualifications: must have a nearly suicidal work ethic. Life insurance guarantees your family will benefit from your untimely demise.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It was 1980 something.
All right. You know what? I love when we have great guests. I really do. Emmanuel Jarvis, he's the president of the North Carolina Frederick Douglass Foundation. He's also, when we were out there in North Carolina, he treated so many of us to dinner. He's an entrepreneur, very successful man, and author. And if you want to grab his book, What Does God Think About Republicans, you can go to Amazon today and grab that book. And if you miss any of the interviews, don't forget, we are on all podcast platforms. So you can go to Apple Podcasts and listen to it there. And then you can go to WCBM.com because it is archived there as well. We got to get into this with Kathy Klausmeier. We absolutely, truly do. Okay? I am one to think that many of you would most likely agree with me on this, but I am not certain. That's why we're going to talk it out. If you haven't been to WCBM.com already, get on over there. All right. The question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate: should Kathy Klausmeier resign? Very simple. Yes or no. And while you're there, if you don't have tickets for Friday, I guess it's, is that tomorrow? Oh my God, this week went by. This week went by so fast. We'll be at Jimmy Seafood. Yes, just call me Kimberly Biden. I have no idea what's going on. Tomorrow we'll be at Jimmy Seafood from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. For the Chuck Roast, and it is going to be a great time. So I do believe that there are a couple more tickets left if you want to get your ticket. And then don't forget, we have a big announcement tomorrow, too, here at WCBM. And you know what? Jonathan is going to join me on the show. You know, I talk about the social media guru. I talk about our marketing manager. He's actually going to join me on the show so we can talk more about the big announcement. So you're going to want to tune in tomorrow because it's a lot of fun. I want to talk about Kathy Klausmeyer. And I know we don't have a ton of time in this little block here. But I guess I could start with the Baltimore County Council map, because I know that there are text messages that I've gotten in the past, whether it's from Marty or other people, that have been talking about if this map really works for Baltimore County. And this goes into the conversation with Kathy Klausmeyer. Take a listen.
As the Baltimore County Council expands, a new redistricting map was just released, but it is drawing some pushback, with some saying it's gerrymandered and partisan.
Fox 45's Jessica Babb spoke with the county council members who will have to vote and press them on where they stand.
Some county council members say there's no perfect map, but other Republicans call it sloppy. And with county council members split on this new map, there may need to be some changes in order for it to get enough support to pass.
With the Baltimore County Council growing from 7 members to 9, a months-long process has led to this. The Redistricting Commission just released this new map, divvying up the county into these 9 districts.
No map is going to be perfect for everyone.
The final map includes 2 majority black districts and 2 majority minority districts. The remaining 5 districts are majority white districts.
I have been studying the map as best I can. And I can see a lot of good things in the map. I want to really hear from my community before I really pass 100% judgment.
And while County Councilman Julian Jones and County Councilman Izzy Patoka share some support,
we'll have more council members than we've had in the past. And most importantly, we're going to have more opportunity for women and people of color to gain elected office in Baltimore County.
Others are pushing back.
What we've heard from our Republican colleagues is they don't believe that they will support this map. However, I think that we can work and try to tweak the map.
Baltimore County Councilman David Marks telling our media partners at the Baltimore Sun he was disappointed in the plan, saying there was a partisan objective, with Republican areas packed into certain districts. He calls the final product sloppy and says it doesn't respect communities in Baltimore County. Former Baltimore Mayor Jack Young, who is now a county resident, in an email to council members, said he was disappointed that the map appears to be gerrymandered to create a predominantly black district. He says he believes compacting a district based on racial demographics is counterproductive and doesn't believe communities should be divided. Even members of the Redistricting Commission who didn't vote for the final map expressed their concerns, one person saying the map splits communities for political gain.
I haven't decided whether or not I'm going to vote for it or not. And I am cognizant of the fact that once we walk away from this map and start making tweaks, all hell breaks loose.
But now that it's before the county council, it's not clear if it will garner enough support to pass.
All right, this goes into the conversation with Kathy Klausmeyer, because right now, Baltimore County is a dumpster fire. Okay, it's a dumpster fire. And I am very perplexed. I am confused on why you have Baltimore County Republicans that are in office, why they aren't doing more to speak up. Now, David Marks, the councilman, did write an op-ed that was posted in the Baltimore Sun some time ago and recently because of the map. So we're going to get into that. But I've got many questions on many of this, or many of these items, I should say. Because even when it comes to Kathy Klausmeyer and dodging these questions from the press, all of this goes together. We got to get to the bottom of it.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vows that Iran will pay a heavy price for a missile strike that heavily damaged southern Israel's main hospital, blowing out windows, setting the roof on fire. A high-rise apartment building in Tel Aviv was also hit, along with other sites in central Israel. Scores of people injured. Israel struck an Iranian heavy water reactor in its latest attack on Iran's sprawling nuclear program. As for what the U.S. will do and whether there will be an American military strike, President Trump, holding his cards close to his vest, he's not saying what he might decide. So much for an open exchange of ideas. It took the leftist social media site Blue Sky less than 15 minutes to yank Vice President Vance's newly created account. More details at srnnews.com.
Hello, I am Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante O Bel Air, inviting you to come and visit us to see our new menu. Come and try a new grilled peach and burrata salad, our Sicilian baked salmon, our Venetian shrimp polenta, and let's not forget our gnocchi alla vodka. They are a must-have at your next visit. Come and see us again. Ciao, ciao. Visit us at the Liberatore's of Bel Air and online at Liberatore's.com. Liberatore's.com.
Grilling season is here, and you'll find your best deal on a new grill at Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville. Gas, charcoal, pellet, built-in grills, portables, flat tops, smokers, and more. All on sale and all waiting for you now at Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're tracking the potential for some heat and humidity building this afternoon. Look for highs well into the 90s. Also, a line of showers and thunderstorms rolling in later into the afternoon into the evening. Could be strong to severe with some damaging wind gusts, hail, and even a brief spin-up tornado possible. Drier and a little cooler on Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're tracking the potential for some heat and humidity building this afternoon. Look for highs well into the 90s. Also, a line of showers and thunderstorms rolling in later into the afternoon into the evening. Could be strong to severe with some damaging wind gusts, hail, and even a brief spin-up tornado possible. Drier and a little cooler on Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
Gary Stein here. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Call Greeben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist today at 410-356-0111. Take control of your future.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves with Active Liver from New Nordic. Find in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or Amazon, or newnordicusa.com.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
There's an inclination, Sean, saying you're not moving in a direction in the pure MAGA people want to move it.
President Trump was elected with 77 million votes. His agenda is what needs to be moved forward. His agenda is the MAGA agenda. It is the America First agenda. So if you're working at odds against the President of the United States, he's the one the people of this country elected. So if you're working against that, then what good are you?
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9, with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, let's get right into this. Oh, boy, oh, boy. I didn't want to do it before our guest because I know many of you want to weigh in. I'm already getting a bunch of text messages. I want your calls as well. 410-WCBM680, 410-922-6680. Kathy Clausmeyer, the interim Baltimore County executive. Oh, this has been just amazing, hasn't it been? We had all these people come forward that wanted to be the Baltimore County executive as Johnny O was heading off to Congress. So we had about 15 people that came forward in front of county council. They all were able to speak. Some of them sounded just like Johnny O. Some people wanted to reimagine stuff. You know, it was like, all right, get out of here. And then there was people, you know, there that had some common sense and logic, like Jim Brochet. He was in the room. But for some reason, they kept talking about Kathy Klausmeier. And I kept sitting there, and I was thinking, well, wait a minute. If she's a sitting state senator, wouldn't you want her to finish it out? Wouldn't you want her to stay in her seat? Why, in the middle of a session that's only 90 days long, why do you want to pull her from that seat and put her in this seat? That's still the question of the day. Was it because she would be able to get something done for them that they didn't want to do for themselves? A lot of people were asking that question. Was it because they would be able to pay, you know, musical chairs and put certain people in certain positions? That could be a possibility, right? You got Senator Carl Jackson. They were able to then put Kim Ross into the delegate seat, and now they're going to be considered incumbents as they run here in 2026. And so perhaps that's why they pulled this move in the middle of all these things, because then voters didn't really have the opportunity to decide, right? You had, the Central Committee's probably decided who's going to be selected to put in those seats. And so, you know, when you're talking about democracy, you're talking about voters having a right to vote and deciding who their elected officials are. That didn't happen in this scenario. It wasn't the voters. It was the Democrat Party. So a lot of people were wondering if that's why they pulled her out in the middle of all this. Now, when she spoke, and we talked about this before, and some of you were not very happy with the comments I made about Kathy Klausmeier. But when she spoke outside of Shock Trauma way back when, this is right when she ended up getting in the seat, I said then, remember this, Brian, the producer? I didn't pull the audio because she sounded like a 5-year-old child. And so I said, out of respect for the people that listen to the show and the Republicans in Baltimore County that like Kathy Klausmeier, I'm not going to play the audio because I'm going to give her an opportunity to really get her feet wet in this position. So we didn't play it. But it was awful. It was horrendous. And I said then, she sounded incompetent. She sounded like she was overwhelmed and she was in over her head. And Lord and behold, here we are today. And that's exactly what she continues to sound like. Here's Mackenzie Frost. Again, this is not a sit-down interview. She had to catch her running out of the door. Okay? Now, just so every elected official that's listening, this is not like a run-up interview. That's not what you could call this. When you refuse to sit down with the press, and remember, the press is asking questions for your constituents. It's not because they're the press and they want to do some kind of gotcha. They're asking questions because the constituents have the same damn questions. So when you don't schedule an interview and you don't talk to anybody, you're not transparent, and you're playing these games, yeah, there's going to be a reporter that runs up to you with a microphone. That's how this works. Because right now, it's taxation without representation. And as a Baltimore County resident, yeah, I'm upset. I want you to take a listen because, again, Mackenzie Frost literally had to chase her down. Now, you will hear another person in this interview, just so you know. That is Kathy Klausmeier's press secretary. She's basically running the show because Kathy was standing there. Just listen.
Well, before today, Baltimore County Executive Kathy Klausmeier hadn't spoken with Fox 45 about why she decided to make Inspector General Kelly Madigan reapply for her job.
Well, that changed today when Fox 45's Mackenzie Frost tracked her down at an event in Towson. It's a story you're seeing first on Fox, and Mackenzie joins us live in the newsroom with what the county executive is saying. Mackenzie.
Yeah, Mary and Kai, we've repeatedly been told that the county executive was unavailable to discuss why she decided not to renew the inspector general's contract. But when we did have a chance to question her, the answer she provided did not give us very much insight into her decision.
Baltimore County's first watchdog, Kelly Madigan, told Fox 45 News she had been trying to get a meeting with the newly selected county executive, Kathy Klausmeier.
My term expired in January, and I had been sending emails to the new county executive, welcoming her aboard and wanting time on her calendar to meet with her and her staff to, you know, answer any questions I had about the office, introduce myself to her. I emailed her several times between March, February, March, never had a meeting. And then I got a meeting on Monday, May 12th. I went to that meeting. I told them about the office, answered the questions they had. And at the end of the meeting, they handed me a letter that my job would be posted in 2 days.
That letter, seen here, says Madigan is encouraged to apply for the position if she's interested in staying on the job. After brushing up her resume, Madigan did reapply. Madigan's efforts in rooting out waste, fraud, and abuse rewarded earlier this year. The Maryland chapter of Associations of Certified Fraud Examiners naming Madigan the Fraud Fighter of the Year for her courage, leadership, and focus on speaking truth to power. But County Executive Klossmeyer argued she didn't know Madigan wanted to keep her job.
Good morning. I'd like to welcome Madam County Executive Kathy Klossmeyer.
Before a news conference announcing a new police info center on Wednesday, we were given a few minutes with the county executive to get to the bottom of what happened with Madigan. I tried to ask about why Klossmeyer publicly said she didn't know Madigan wanted to keep her job.
You said that you didn't know she wanted to keep her job, but she was sending emails trying to keep her job.
I'd rather not talk about that.
Instead, we were told she wasn't prepared for that question.
Well, that's one of the biggest things that people want to know, and I think that's a fair question that people, you know.
It is, but it's not something we're prepared to answer right now. And it's something that she has talked about in the past.
Yeah. We've talked about it. And it is. I'm just saying, she's done a great job. I anticipated working with her. I also am waiting for the process to work its way through.
Klossmeyer says she's confident in the panel she's created to review the 23 applicants for the inspector general position.
I know that the majority of the Baltimore County Council have indicated that they plan to only approve Kelly Madigan. So why move forward with the panel if they...
Well, let me just say, we let them choose a person for the panel. And not one of them have said to me, why did you do it? So what can I say? And that's the end. I don't know what else to say.
So?
I don't know what else to say. She's done a great job. I'm working through the process. And that's it.
Why, if you believe that she's doing a great job, why not just continue to reappoint her?
Because the process said to me, 5 years after that, you have to talk about it some more. So
she told you that the code was not, that was not the right interpretation.
We're finished. Thank you.
Okay.
Look at that. Oh my God. Oh my goodness. So meanwhile, while this conversation is going on, you have the press secretary for Kathy Klossmeyer. She's standing behind McKenzie Frost because McKenzie Frost has the microphone up to Kathy's mouth. She's standing behind McKenzie Frost, but the cameraman, shout out to the cameraman. He did a fantastic job. The cameraman, he moves back and gets a full view. And you could see the press secretary giving these hand signals to Kathy Klossmeyer. Like, you know, now all of a sudden she needs sign language or something. It's it's a mess. It's a mess. So, of course, today everybody's asking, is she like Joe Biden 2.0? What's going on? Look, I'm not prepared to give her a pass. Because when she went in front of county council, and she had what she had to say then to get this seat, there was nothing wrong with her then. She didn't seem delayed then. Now, all of a sudden, there's something wrong with you? I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. She said, oh, well, I have to follow the process. I want to remind everybody that there, Kelly Madigan, that's not the only seat that has this so-called process. But those other individuals, Kathy Klossmeyer, had no problem we're putting them back into those positions. It's just Kelly Madigan. Kelly Madigan is being singled out. So then Kathy says, oh, I didn't know Kelly wanted her job. Then they present her with the emails and the phone calls. Kelly tried to talk to her before talking to the press. And I hate to call somebody a liar, but Kathy lied. Kelly was trying to talk to her. This is a mess. It's a nightmare. Either you're just being extremely dishonest and you're hiding something, Kathy Klossmeyer, or you need to just step down because you're Joe Biden 2.0 and you have no idea what's going on and you're incompetent. Those are the only two options here. I've never seen such a display. And to think that we had other choices. Again, taxation without representation. I want to hear from you. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6660. If I sound like I'm upset, because I am. Because I am. This woman, she looks like she's in over her head. What was it? The Baltimore Banner article? Yes, the Baltimore Banner interview. She told the Baltimore Banner interviewer, it's just so much going on. I don't know if I have enough time in the day. And then we find out her day doesn't actually start until like 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning. Well, that could be the problem. That could be a problem. Many of us are going to work a little bit earlier than that, Kathy Klausmeier, but I know you got to get your steps in. I got Glenn at Bully's Quarters. Glenn, while you speak, I'm going to try to calm down.
All right. I love your show. I love you. Keep me laughing all day. Just to touch on Kathy Klausmeier, I've seen her in person at a local association meeting. They gave her a list of questions before the meeting, and at the meeting, she basically couldn't answer none of them. She had her, I guess, press secretary answer most of them, but every time someone asked her any other questions that we were told she was given, it was like watching Joe Biden in a dress.
So maybe there is some truth to this where she's just, perhaps she's much older. I guess she's 70 years old now. Perhaps it just is not her time.
I was just sitting there dumbfounded. I was like, it was almost like a stunt. I couldn't believe this was actually happening. And everybody there was like looking at each other like, what's going on here?
So it was like an SNL skit.
Yeah, that's what it reminded me
of. Wow. Wow. So here's my question, Glenn. And, you know, I know you said you saw her there at this event. Did it seem to you, like, even as she was walking into the event or walking out of the event, did she seem disoriented at all? You know, did she seem like she just couldn't really bring herself together? Or
It was hard to describe. It was like, you know, she came in and everyone was, like, everyone stayed around her, so I guess no one could talk to her in person.
Wow. You
know? Sat down, and then when she got up, she talked, and then when she got done talking, they just whisk her out the door.
Wow. Well, thank you, Glenn, for calling in.
I listen to all the shows, and I watch, you know, the news, and it was, I swear to God, did I just watch Joe Biden in a dress?
Wow. For that, you should step down. Glenn, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Yeah, keep making me laugh.
Okay. I'll do my best. Thank you. I hope you have a great weekend. Yeah, I mean, look, could it be a Joe Biden situation? It's just hard for me to believe, right? Because what do we just celebrate? President Trump's 79th birthday? And, you know, it all depends on the person, right? Everybody starts to see a decline differently at different times. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But I guess my thing is, if other people saw the decline, because you would have had to see it, because it sounds like the press secretary is running the whole show. If other people saw the decline, and we just saw what we went through with Joe Biden, and now there's committee hearings because of Joe Biden, if you saw that, and then now you see the same thing with Kathy, why are you continuing this charade? You have other people that want this position until the election cycle comes around that can handle it. Why not just have the county councils come together and vote to remove her and put somebody else in her place? It's not hard. If this was all about playing musical chairs with the Senate seat and the delegate seat, you already got it. You did it. Congratulations. If this is about removing Kelly Madigan and having her go through in front of a special committee, well, looks like that's what's going to happen. You got it. Now is a great time to get somebody else in this position. Again, if you want to weigh in, 410-WCBM680, 410-922-6680. I'm going to go to the text messages here. I also just wanted to put in, because we did talk about the Baltimore County map. This all goes together because you've got Councilman David Marks, and I know some people are on board, are not on board. I understand David Marks, the way his district is set up, he's got to play both sides, okay? So if you're expecting David Marks to be this hardcore right-wing Republican, he cannot be and win in that seat. Just can't happen. But what I will say is, when, you know, you saw the op-ed from David Marks, I went back to this because I remember he wrote something. This is October 13th, 2023 in the Baltimore Sun. Councilman David Marks at that time said that he did not mind expanding Baltimore County Council. And then now he's saying that he's not really happy with the map. My question to Councilman David Marks and others that seem to be just dumbfounded by all of this, how did you not know that this was going to happen? Democrats were already saying on the county council, they said that they wanted to expand the council because they wanted to make it more diverse. It was all about DEI. You heard it for yourself. You heard it back in 2023. Why weren't you doing a campaign, a crusade, saying, look, voters, please, whatever you do, don't expand the county council? Did you really think you were going to get a very Republican seat out of this new map? Is that what you thought? You could have thought that. And so now you got people like David Marks and others that are saying this is gerrymandered. Well, no kidding. No joke. It was always going to be. The writing was on the wall. When all of the Democrats were in favor of expanding it, when Johnny O was harping about it over and over again, you didn't think at that time that was a signal to you that this was going to be gerrymandered to hell? We got to use our brains in these situations. And so here we sit. All right, let's go to the text line. Wow, some texts that are way back here. I'm going to go back. Wow. All right, let's see. Now, Marty, of course, is chiming in on a lot of this. Marty says, the question is Kathy Klausmeier, Joe Biden, 2.0, she needs to resign, or the council needs to have the cojones to remove her? Marty, yes, they do, but they're not going to do that. And I will also note, if you've noticed here, you don't have Baldwin County Republicans speaking out against it. Where are they on this? Where are they on this? Because, you know, even though I agree with the other texter that texted it earlier, I wasn't too happy with the job that Kelly Madigan did, to be honest with you, with the whole Tara Bassi situation. But she's done some other good, right? Her job is waste, fraud, and abuse. There was times where she found waste, fraud, and abuse. And a lot of people like her. She received the awards. I'm just one person out of many. But to say that, oh, now we need a special committee to reconfirm her, this award-winning IG? No, something else is going on. And they don't want Kathy to talk to the press. And I don't know if they think accidentally the truth is going to come out. But this is a bad look altogether. We'll be right back.
Big news. Rescue Natural Supplements is rolling back the clock and prices. That's right. The supplements you trust at prices you haven't seen in over a decade. Plus, they're offering a massive 33% off on top of already discounted 2010 rollback pricing. That's every product, omega-3s, probiotics, joint support, everything. Prices roll back to get you ready for the summer. Just use the code WELLNESS at checkout for 33% off your entire order on Rescue single bottles. To order, call a Rescue product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Or shop online by visiting res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Feel better, get active, and turn back the clock with Rescue's 2010 pricing. Again, use the code WELLNESS for 33% off any single bottle. That's code WELLNESS for 33% off on top of 2010 rollback pricing. Get healthy, get saving at res-q.com today.
Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County. Stay connected and informed with the latest news at the top of every hour. Then talk about it.
Wouldn't you like a little excitement for a change?
On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
All right, good news. I've calmed down just a little bit. It's just frustrating because I'm still looking at, you know, the open air drug market on Middle River and Compass Road. And there's other things that we've got going on in Baltimore County that do need some attention. And as far as I know, the fire department really hasn't gotten its increase in funding at all yet. And I wish we just had somebody in that position that was a little more capable of getting things done. Somebody that wasn't overwhelmed with their, you know, regular 9-to-5. I mean, it's just, and this is what I say all the time. A legislator becoming executive is a bad idea. It's a bad idea. I got a text here from Craig. Craig says, Kim, Kathy Klausmeier is the Joe Biden of Baltimore County. She's a 22-year political fixture in the county and is nothing more than an elected chess piece. Yeah, but 22 years. 22 years. And you're still standing there like, I don't know what else to say. 22 years? You've been doing this for 22 years? And you don't know what to say? to a simple question. And then, you know, to have her press secretary say, well, she's not prepared to answer this question. This is the number one story for 3 weeks in Baltimore County. How is she not prepared to answer this question? What is she prepared to do exactly? More ribbon cuttings? I'm over the ribbon cuttings. Enough already. I've got Bob in Baltimore. Bob, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, good morning, Kim, and all of you who are listening. And just to mention, I've been hearing you talk about Kathy Klausmeier and her refusal to automatically reappoint Kelly Madigan, as she could so easily do. And there's some things that I had just seen. You mentioned the Baltimore Brew very early in this story. There's some things here, Kim, that just if I can mention that Kelly has done to protect the citizens. There was, I think it's the Ag Center, they call it, and the person who was in charge of that, William Chris McCullough, who after Kelly Madigan had made two reports about his conduct in managing that center, he later pleaded guilty to embezzlement of campaign funds, so he didn't sound like he was a very savory person.
Yeah.
Another is that Julian Jones of the County Council had a button on his formal work email system where the constituents could contribute to his political campaign, which is a no-no. And then Olszewski, who appointed Madigan, he probably didn't know that she was as ethical as she is, but after Olszewski was forced to fire McCollum when Kelly Madigan made the reports about his mismanagement of the Ag Center, Olszewski secretly kept him on the payroll. So those are some of the things that Kelly has done. And there are other things. I think the Baltimore Brew report, or the Baltimore Brew site had said that Kelly had issued something like 30 reports. So she's a very strong, active person. She's going to be appearing at a group, Kim, in the North County to speak. So, so there's a just she's just a, I think a very good citizen, a very good inspector general, very ethical, and she's doing what is needed so much in government, and that is to keep these elected officials in check.
Well, Bob, I appreciate that, and I'm coming for a break here. Thank you so much for weighing in and sharing all the good news with us. Thank you so much. Thank you. And that's good that she's out there speaking. That's another thing. You got Kelly Madigan. She's willing to answer any question. She's not the county executive. I think she also did the story with the dump trucks. Remember we found out we paid like $4 million or something like that for 16 dump trucks? And she was like, well, that doesn't add up. That was, again, Johnny Olszewski. Then we found out who owned the dump trucks. A buddy of his. And then the Towson building. You know what? I forget about all those things. Thanks, Bob, for calling. The buildings in Towson that we overpaid for, that was supposed to be move-in ready, that weren't. So many shenanigans in Baltimore County. All right, coming up next, we're going to head back to a national story. I just saw on Newsmax, they're reporting that Tucker actually called President Trump to apologize. We'll talk about it.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds